big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good evening, Vancouver. The microphone is at a different angle here. Watch this as I spin around. My goodness, clarity. It's one of my blessed friends here. Anyways, please set your watches to GMT, please. Time in the 60s. That was George Garabedian Players with their take of the theme from The Third Man. And Garabedian was a producer. He owned the Mark 56 label, producing tons of knockoff Herb Albert and his Tijuana Brass songs for in-store promos by fast food chains such as Taco Bell, Wiener Schnitzel, all that, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And this actually comes from the infamous Tijuana Picnic album featuring Colonel Sanders reclining by a tree near a picnicking family, enjoying the latest of fried chicken. Although somehow tying southern fried cooking to Mexican music, the Third Man theme appears with this weird note in the liner notes. This isn't really a Mexican tune, but then Kentucky Fried Chicken wasn't a Mexican dish till we took it down there. Good things like the Third Man theme and Kentucky Fried Chicken belong wherever you find them, don't you see? Yes, of course, I haven't eaten KFC in 13 years due to, I don't know what happened, but doesn't it sit well there. But the late 60s were a heyday for this Tijuana brass type sound. started in 1963 with Herb Albert and his sort of special recording of The Lonely Bull. And at that point, he basically sold tons of records in that style, almost sort of matching the Beatles and the Rolling Stones for popularity that way. But I think my family has a record or two found in the same cast-off bins in the 70s featuring this wonderful sound. I'm used to the Christmas album myself. So good evening and happy Labor Day weekend, everyone. Time once again for an Exploding Head movie, one of many here, your cinematically inspired program broadcast on UBC's capricious community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web, live streams, podcasts, concert listings, community events, www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be slaying the hash browns with you until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, RadioFreeGak, that's the old show name, at gmail.com. So with Labor Day weekend being today, tomorrow means that school starts anew. So the hallways will yet again be packed here at the University of British Columbia, and along with any other esteemed establishments of learning. And we started things off there with the Big Ben theme, and that opened up what will be our theme, since we did hear a take of the Third Man theme. That's what we're going to profile. Anton Karas's Zither score from the 1949 film Noir, and we'll do that around 8:30 or so. And it recently celebrated its 60th anniversary, but still looking quite sharp. You should definitely check out the Criterion DVD if you haven't already. Along with that, we'll have a look at a few other instrumental pieces featuring some guitar work, some fret work, a little bit of a string theme, some instrumental. And as well, too, we'll have a quick little profile on Pavement, since they are in town tomorrow. But we will kick things off with a bit of a Third Man connection via Jack White, leader of the White Stripes. And he runs a label out of Nashville. He called it Third Man Records, based primarily on the movie, but he's had a strong interest in the number three. So all his bands, the White Stripes, the Raconteurs, and the Dead Weather, all released music through Third Man. And a high-profile release that's come out recently is a Conan O'Brien single in advance for his new show on TBS. And it was recorded live at the label headquarters. And another lease that comes through Third Man is through Jack White's wife, and that's model actress Karen Elson, whom White met during a video shoot for the song White Orchid. And they fell in love, magic happened, they got married, they had kids, and he discovered that she was a songwriter, and he helped produce this album, which came out earlier this year. So, from The Ghost Who Walks, here's Karen Elson with Pretty Babies.
Got me hanging on a string, honey. Got me hanging for dear life. Mama told me not to be so bold, and I paid a heavy price. I fell headfirst into the fire. What a foolish thing to do. Gambled every bit of sense I had, and I lost it all. Best. So all your pretty babies.
Out on the streets, the bells are ringing a sad and sorry, lonesome tune. I watch the faces as they pass me by. I'm hoping that I'll see you. I call your phone, it's disconnected. You have somehow no longer stands. Guess the devil came and took you back. And now your life is in his hands. All to you, you take my breath. My last request is that you will always love me the best. All your pretty babies can't have the last life I get. Still I'm hanging on a string, honey. Still I'm hanging on a string. Still I'm hanging on a string, honey. Still I'm hanging on a string.
Brooklyn via Columbia, Missouri. That was the White Rabbits with Percussion Gun, and that's off their second album, It's Frightening, which was produced by Britt Daniel of Spoon, as you can hear with that brilliant texture there. They met Daniel on tour with Spoon when they opened up for them, when they've been not opening up for other acts, and they asked him to see if they could produce his album. He said yes, and that was the result. And right now they're scheduled to play this year's Austin City Limits Festival in Austin, Texas. And if you're at Wembley Stadium in London this week, they are going to be opening up for Muse. So stick around. One thing that's happening in Vancouver here is, well, there's multiple film festivals coming up. There is the Vancouver International Film Festival starting September 30th, but starting September 12th is this.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 8th Annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival from September 2nd to September 12th. With dozens of films from all over Latin America, the festival brings dramas, documentaries, and social, historical, and political films to Vancouver. This year's festival focuses in on films from Colombia. Films are in Spanish or Portuguese with English subtitles. Visit www.vlaff.org for tickets and a full listing of films. Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. Festival, September 2nd to 12th.
Now we're going to skip over Colombia here. We're going to go into Europe. We're going to go to Denmark specifically. And Lars Vongstrup follows in the vein of the Ravionettes with some dark 60s influenced pop here. So here's Lars along with the Hands of Light with a cut off this year's debut album, The Looking Glass. So here's Lars and the Hands of Light with Me, Me, Me.
The hardest thing I've ever told you, didn't you know? I've never felt so mean in my life before, didn't you know? I want you to open your eyes up.
Lead single in advance to their forthcoming album Halcyon Digest. That was Deer Hunter with Revival. And after they asked fans to help form a street team posting up promos for this album everywhere, as a thank you gesture, they released Revival as an MP3 to them. But Pitchfork got it as well too, and now it's been shared with everyone. And this will be Deer Hunter's first album after Whitney Petty's departure, and after a brief hiatus as well too, whereby leader Bradford Cox focused on his project Atlas Sound. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up, we're going to jump to New York circa around 1967, featuring the Left Bank. And there were a quintet that were dubbed Baroque Pop by critics at the time. So it features a refined style of music, whereby the folkier hippie sounds were cast in a bit more of a close harmony, rococo-type means. They released a couple albums from 1965 until their breakup in 1969, and two of their most popular hits were Walk Away Renee and Pretty Ballerina. And their 1967 album was named after both songs. Somehow that worked with a little slash in between there. But we're not going to listen to either of those, but from the album Walk Away Renee, Pretty Ballerina, this is The Left Bank with She May Call You Up Tonight.
She may call you up tonight, then what could I do?
Forthcoming album Lisbon, and that's their first on the Fat Possum label, due out next week. That was The Walkman, and the song was Stranded. And the five piece will be opening up for the National for two sold out shows at the Malcolm Ball, and that will be this Thursday and Friday here in Stanley Park. And coming up, we'll have a little bit of Justin Vernon. He's the man behind Bon Iver, and amongst his recent collaborations with the Volcano Choir and Gangs, Vernon met Kanye West after West sampled his song Blood Bank for something coming on his upcoming album. And then after talking, West then had Vernon fly over to Hawaii to help out recording with that album. And perhaps you've heard one of the songs that's due off that album, Monster, which also features Jay-Z, Rick Ross, and Nicki Minaj. But we're going to go with a different form of collaboration here. And Vernon's kept close ties with his old high school, and that would be the Eau Claire Memorial High School in Wisconsin. And this track comes from a 2009 concert recorded with the high school jazz ensemble and released through Jag Jaguar, entitled A Decade with Duke. So here's Justin Vernon, along with the Eau Claire Memorial Jazz Band 1, with a take of one of his songs for Emma.
Sasha Bellot, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Last call, he was sick of it all, asleep at home. Told you all and goodbye. But you know one day it'll come to haunt you that you didn't tell him quite the truth. You're a crisis, you're an icicle, you're a tongueless talker. You don't care what you say, you're a
Elliot Smith, and that is one of the tracks that came off his first solo album, 1994's Roman Candle. and that was Last Call. And Smith at the time was still part of Heat Miser when he recorded what would become Roman Candle on a four-track recorder, and it was heard by Heat Miser manager slash then girlfriend JJ Gonson, who then shared the recordings with the label Cavity Search. But Roman Candle was recently remastered and re-released through Kill Rock Stars, and it features some great unreleased tracks here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcast out of the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia here. So if you are just starting off your year here, or your the start of many years here in UBC, one thing that you can pick up from anywhere within on campus, but even here by the station, you can always pick up the sister magazine called Discorder, and they have a profile right now on Black Mountain, along with some news about venues here and other reviews that way. So do pick it up. If not, you can always go to the Discorder website as well, too. And coming up, we are going to go with Screamin' Jay Hawkins. He was born Jalousie Hawkins in Cleveland in the year 1929, and he became one of the first shock rock performers in the 50s with his theatrical voice and macabre props. His legendary 1956 song, I Put a Spell on You, changed him from a sedate blues singer to a bacchanalian, almost operatic wild man. And originally the song, when it was recorded, it was designed to be a refined R&B ballad, but due to the shipment of a lot of fried chicken and alcohol during the recording, it definitely turned into a highly vamped wheelhouse performance, so unlikely that Hawkins himself was too intoxicated to recall that take. So based on that style, his entire recording and performance career stemmed from that up until 2000. But what we'll do is we're going to listen to a song from 1958. You can find this on the Cowfingers and Mosquito Pie compilation, but originally this came out on the OK label as a 7-inch. So, and as well, you may know a similar cover done by Jeff Buckley. So here's Screaming Jay Hawkins with Alligator Wine.
Alligator wine.
delightful number. Always has a bit of a weird, there's a weird video from Top of the Pops where they tried to interpret this with actual Egyptian style dancers, but that was Jonathan Richman along with the Modern Lovers, and that was Egyptian Reggae. First appeared as an A-side to a 7-inch back in 1977, and Richman has been still touring a little live. And one thing he's been doing recently is some performances along with a movie screening of There's Something About Mary, the 1998 film that he and drummy Tommy Larkins appeared as a Greek chorus. And the most recent dates where he performed this was San Francisco this past week. But a proper tour is en route, and he looks to be hitting the East Coast and Europe this fall. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, here on UBC campus. The stores should be, and operations here of the AMS will be in full swing again tomorrow. And this place has been under renovation right now, so I'm definitely curious to see how these guys will look.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you see dancing, guess you better find your way back home.
All right, we're coming up shortly on a little set devoted to Pavement, the Stockton, California band who recently reunited after 10 years apart. And they're hitting the road, and they will be here in town tomorrow. But we'll start with a band wearing their Pavement influence proudly on their sleeves. And Boat, singular, all capitalized, B-O-A-T, Boat. They're a Seattle collective that's played above Merchute. They did that this past weekend, and they have a few shows in the Pacific Northwest over the next few months. I haven't seen anything yet for Vancouver, but I'm sure there's always something in the cards. So from last year's album, Setting the Paces, here's Boat with Lately.
Big, tell me what were you feeling? Well, sending the like hail from above. It's a crazy game. A movement communal whistled through the pain. Jilted 60s love. Songs are all the same. So a soldier. I'm not digging fame. I don't need disposable lies to feed the flames of philosophy. Easy come, easy come, easy come, go. Easy come, easy come, go. Such a monumental insult to the pioneers of the sound so dear. Shuffle again. Don't you wanna walk? Don't you wanna walk into the mirror? Don't you wanna walk? Don't you wanna walk away? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Have enough of the beer and gadgets that any normal man could take. Now I know. It's time to separate. You know it's time to separate. Waves of coral panic, ocean of denial. Waves are rushing over, ends up in a power catastrophe. Song about the levee, driving in my Chevy.
Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks with Walk Into the Mirror, and that was a bonus track off 2008's Real Emotional Trash, and that was their most recent album. And joining the Jicks this time around was current Quasi and former Sleater-Kinney drummer Janet Weiss. Plans are afoot for a new album to be coming out soon, which is 90% completed, but Malkmus is currently occupied with some additional matters, including touring with his old band Pavement, and they're playing the Queen Elizabeth Theater tomorrow, Tuesday, September 7th, and this acts as a pseudo 20th anniversary celebration since the band formed in 1989, but first releases didn't come out till 1990. So it was Steve Malkmus and Scott Canberg, and they met up with drummer Gary Young, and that sort of served as the initial roots of Pavement. After the release of 1992's Land of Enchanted, Young left the band due to sort of a mixture of not having rhythm and some sort of weird, crazy, drunken, loudish showmanship. But Steve West, Mark Eibold, and Bob Nasanovich joined up. And let's kick things off here with a live performance off the old Adult Swim show Space Ghost Coast to Coast, which was the recycled Hanna-Barbera superhero, then ersatz talk host. So here is Pavement with Land of the Hot Knives.
Yeah! Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil. And when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
DJ Tamil is right. So we just heard there was Gold Sounds, and that's off Pavement's second album, 1994. It's Crooked Brain. And although Cut Your Hair was the lead single and probably the biggest attempt at a hit for Pavement, Gold Sounds over time has become a standard, to the point that on Pitchfork's recent list of top 200 songs of the 1990s, Gold Sounds was selected number one song of the decade. Although for me, my money's on number two, which was Pulp's Common People. Let's listen to a couple more Pavement tracks here, and we're going to jump to 1995 here off Wowie Zowie, which some people consider the final classic album that Pavement released before Infighting, and then weird incomplete-sounding songs kicked in. So here is Pavement with AT&T.
Maybe someone's gonna save me. My heart is made of gravy, and the laps that swim from lunatics don't count. Open up your stocking, pull out all the things you never wanted. Some room service calls, room service.
Ah! I knew he liked to talk about himself, but he wanted the whole world to know. It made me sick inside. I just gotta hope.
The soundtrack to the Kids in the Hall movie Brain Candy. That was Pavement with Painted Soldiers. It also appears on the 2006 expanded version of Wowie Zowie, subtitled The Sordid Sentinels Edition. And again, the Reunited Pavement play tomorrow at the QE Theater. And if you're relatively new to the Pavement experience, their old label Matador released a compilation called Quarantine the Past, The Best of Pavement. And if you are new to the UBC experience, one thing you can become is a Friends of CITR. That gives you a card that offers discounts. And if you live along the drive, this is where you can use it.
CITR has tons of friends. Because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Can't talk about the Kids in the Hall without including Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet, and that's off their 1991 album, Dim the Lights, Chill the Ham, and that was Five American, Six Canadian, which is a good rule of thumb typically when it comes to the exchange rate between the two countries, and I am seriously overdue on a profile on those guys someday. But part of the song was inspired to me as I listened through this week's Exploding Head Movies soundtrack selection, which would be Anton Karas's work for the 1949 film The Third Man. And the soundtrack to the film, which starred Joseph Cotten, Alida Valli, and Orson Welles, was composed purely on zither by Viennese zither player Anton Karas. And he was discovered by director Carol Reed while playing in a tavern in Vienna. And at the time, Vienna had been split into four sectors in part of the devastation after World War II. And, of course, Austria was on the Axis side, so definitely some law and order was required there. Reed flew Karas to England to record the score over multiple weeks, and all you heard was the zither, which we'll hear is just a multiple-stringed instrument akin to the harp, the lute, or the Finnish skandele. And Reed chose this over the typical waltz music you'd hear out of Austria to avoid any tourist schmaltz, since this is a rather dark tale about murder and intrigue. Most of the cues we're going to pick here are coming from the 50th anniversary release of the Third Man soundtrack, which came out in 1999 through the Soundtrack Factory, and uses the original released music from 1949. So the soundtrack features a lot of dialogue from the film, and we're going to start off with the main title, which features narration by Carol Reed. It wasn't included in the American version. They basically had Joseph Cotten provide it, but we'll start off with Anton Karas with the main title, and then Holly Martin arrives in Vienna.
Vienna before the war, with its Strauss music, its glamour and easy charm. Constantinople suited me better. I really got to know it in the classic period of the black market. We'd run anything if people wanted it enough and had the money to pay. Of course, a situation like that does tempt amateurs, but, well, they can't stay the course like a professional. Now, the city, it's divided into four zones, you know, each occupied by a power, the American, the British, the Russian, and the French. But the center of the city, that's international, policed by an international patrol, one member of each of the four powers. Wonderful. What a hope they had. All strangers to the place, and none of them could speak the same language, except a sort of smattering of German. Good fellas on the whole, did their best, you know. Vienna doesn't really look any worse than a lot of other European cities. Bombed about a bit. Oh, I was going to tell you about Holly Martins, an American, came all the way here to visit a friend of his. The name was Lime, Harry Lime. Now, Martins was broke, and Lime had offered him some sort of a job. Anyway, there he was, poor chap, happy as a lark and without a cent.
Passports, please.
Oh.
What's the purpose of your visit here?
A friend of mine offered me a job here.
Where are you staying?
With him, 15 Stiftgasse.
His name?
Lime, Harry Lime.
Okay.
Thought he'd be here to meet me.
Thank you.
quite some busy time.
Now listen.
Yes?
I want to talk to you.
Talk to me?
Of course.
Come on.
Kids used to ride this thing a lot in the old days, but they haven't the money now for a devil.
Freistück?
Geht in Ordnung.
Oh, vielen Dank.
Listen, Harry, I didn't believe it.
Good to see you, Harvey.
Was that your funeral?
It was pretty smart, wasn't it?
Oh, the same old indigestion, Holly. These are the only things that help, these tablets. These are the last. Can't get them anywhere in Europe anymore.
You know what's happened to your girl? She's been arrested.
Tough, very tough, but don't worry, old man. They won't hurt her.
You're handing her over to the Russians.
What can I do, old man? I'm dead, Hunter.
You can help somehow.
Holly, exactly who did you tell about me?
I told the police.
Unwise, Holly.
And Anna?
Unwise. Did the police believe you?
You don't care anything at all about Anna, do you?
I've got quite a lot on my mind.
You wouldn't do anything.
What do you want me to do?
Okay.
Be reasonable.
Somebody else.
You expect me to give myself up.
Why not?
It's a far, far better thing that I do with the old limelight, the fall of the curtain. Oh, Holly, you and I aren't heroes. The world doesn't make any heroes.
You've got plenty of contacts.
Outside of your stories. I've got to be so careful. I'm only safe in the Russian zone. I'm only safe here as long as they can use me.
As long as they can use you.
I wish I could get rid of this thing.
So that's how they found out about Anna.
You told them, didn't you? Don't try to be a policeman, old man.
What do you expect me to be? Part of your...
You can have any part you want as long as you don't interfere. I've never cut you out of anything.
So I remember when they raided the gambling joint and you were safe way out.
Sure.
Yeah, safe for you, not safe for me.
Old man, you never should have gone to the police, you know. You ought to leave this thing alone.
Have you ever seen any of your victims?
You know, I never feel comfortable on these sort of things. Victims? Don't be melodramatic. Look down there. Would you really feel any pity if one of those dots stopped moving forever? If I offered you £20,000 for every dot that stopped, would you really, old man, tell me to keep my money? Or would you calculate how many dots you could afford to spend? Free of income tax, old man. Free of income tax. The only way you can save money nowadays.
A lot of good your money will do you in jail.
That jail's in another zone. There's no proof against me. Besides you.
I should be pretty easy to get rid of.
Pretty easy?
Wouldn't be too sure.
I carry a gun. Don't think they'd look for a bullet wound after you hit that ground.
Dug up your coffin.
And found Harbin?
What fools we are talking to each other this way, as though I'd do anything to you. Or you to me. You're just a little mixed up about things in general. Nobody thinks in terms of human beings. Governments don't. Why should we? They talk about the people and the proletariat. I talk about the suckers and the mugs. It's the same thing. They have their 5-year plans. So have I.
You used to believe in God.
Well, I still do believe in God, old man. I believe in God and mercy and all that, but the dead are happier dead. They don't miss much here, poor devils. What do you believe in?
Oh, if you ever get Anna out of this mess, be kind to her. I think you'll find she's worth it. I wish I'd asked you to bring me some of these tablets from home.
Holly, I'd like to cut you in, old man. Nobody left in Vienna I can really trust, and we've always done everything together. When you make up your mind, send me a message. I'll meet you any place, any time. And when we do meet, old man, it's you I want to see. Not the police. Remember that, won't you?
Don't be so gloomy. After all, it's not that awful.
But what the fella said. In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed. But they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace. And what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. So long, Holly.
We started off with the main theme, then Holly Martin arrives in Vienna, then we heard some distinctively...
Well, these are the hands that played it.
All right, let's listen to this fellow here first.
This is the man, Mr. Anton Karas, senior at London's Empress Club.
It was from TV or some sort of documentary there. But if he speaks again, we will never hear him. So we start off with Holly Martin arrives in Vienna. Then we heard of some distinctively non-Zither music with Holly Gets Drunk in the Casanova Club. Then we had an extended break there where Joseph Gott and Orson Welles acted out Holly and Harry meet at the Prater's Big Wheel with the big speech about the cuckoo clock. Then we heard Anna Walks Away, Alone, and then the end. And in the background, as mentioned there, this is Anton Karas live at a London club. And based on the score, this was a huge hit at the time. The single version that came out of the Third Man theme, a.k.a. the Harry Lime theme, became a top 40 hit for 3 months in the US and the UK. And Karas was able to use the royalties from the score to record a few albums in Germany and Austria, and then to buy his own wine bar in Grinzig, where he performed constantly before retiring in 1966. And of course, the wine bar was called The Third Man. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then, after the usual overnight voodoo, we have Pacific Picking, 6 a.m. Tuesday mornings with Arthur and Andrea, so enjoy that. So if you just missed any of this week's episode, go to www.citr.ca. There are the instructions there on how to subscribe to this show, along with everything else as a podcast, so you can plop that into iTunes or what have you. So next week, there's a whole bunch of cues that have been sort of building up for a while that haven't been tied to a necessary theme, so it's going to be sort of like a palate cleanser at this point, a whole bunch of stuff I haven't been able to use elsewhere. So in closing, we're going to have another bit from Pavement's Space Ghost appearance, simply just called Space Ghost Jam, and then from Funky Puccini's latest album, On, which came out this year through Ninja Tune, we'll have something called The Third Man, although it refers more to the Antarctic phenomenon that the explorers noticed when in danger. They had felt the presence of an extra person urging them onward. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. UBC, get ready for yet another school year here. So take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in 7. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca.